Hi, I'm Sam Harrelson, and welcome back to Thinking Religion. It's been a while, and I'll be honest, I wasn't sure that this podcast would ever return. But something's been stirring in me lately, a kind of rootedness, a kind of mystery. And maybe more than anything else, a kind of longing. This new season, I'm calling Rooted in Mystery. And it's about living between the lines of faith and family and of the more than human world, even. I'm not here to give you answers, but I am here to share the questions that have been shaping my life recently, and maybe yours too. So, let's start with a tree. There's a black walnut tree here in our backyard in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's not massive, it's not ancient, it's not the kind of tree that would make you stop in awe at first glance. Some of its branches have been cut because of power lines and utility lines. But over the last few months, this tree has become something of a theologian for me. Every day, as part of my PhD work in ecology and religion and spirituality, I go out and I observe this tree. I record how it changes. I notice the shape of its leaves, especially this time of the year in the spring as the leaves are beginning to blossom. I notice the light on the bark at certain times of the day, the way squirrels and birds negotiate its branches. And in that quiet daily practice, I've started to feel like I'm being observed too. I call this idea ecological intentionality, the notion that something like consciousness, or even something like attention, is not just a human trait. What if trees and plants are aware of us? What if they're speaking a language that we've forgotten how to hear? This isn't just poetic mysticism, though poetry gets us closer to truth than a lot of theology ever does. This is phenomenology. It's process thought. It's Edith Stein and Maurice Merleau-Ponty and Alfred North Whitehead all tapping us on the shoulder, saying, hey, this world is alive. This planet is alive, and you're part of it. Pay attention. And when I do, when I let myself slow down and really pay attention, like I've been working on this semester with this black walnut tree, I start to remember that theology was never supposed to be about systems and syllogisms. It was supposed to be about encounter. And this tree, this black walnut, it's become one of the ways that I encounter the sacred daily. But here's the thing. For most of my life, I thought about God as above, out there, somewhere. But what if God is not above, but among, as we read in the Gospel of Thomas or any number of theological works across the great traditions? What if divinity is entangled with roots and soil and light? What if theology has bark and sap and birds nesting in its limbs? The black walnut reminds me of the mystics, Julian of Norwich, Meister Eckhart, Wendell Berry, one of my patron saints. It doesn't explain. The black walnut doesn't preach. It just is. To sort of resemble the Kyoto School of Philosophy, it's got that Zen Buddhism thing of don't hurry up to take action, but just sit. It just is. And somehow that's enough. So in this first episode, I just wanted to invite you into that space, into this space, this liminal space between things, a slower space, a deeper space, a place where theology and ecology and lived experience all are braided together, like the roots of a tree twisting through mystery. But for now, here in this intro episode, I'll leave you with this. What would change if you believed the world was watching you with love? Would you still treat the trees like objects? Or would you begin to listen? Thanks for being here. This is Thinking Religion, Rooted in Mystery. I'm Sam Harrelson, and I'll see you under the branches.